In my father's house are many mansions, you must find your own. In my father's house are many people. All right. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. It's Tuesday. Yes, it is 12 midnight on the East Coast. Oh, it is 9 o'clock. Oh, yes, 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 in Pacific and here on the big island. Oh, my goodness. It is time for the Insight Hour. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I was looking for a little encouragement, and I just wanted to give it to you. Yes, 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 St. John. Yes, just go to the chat.
You mean more encouragement than you've been getting, sister?
Oh, I needed some, you see, because now it comes down to the faith of the ages. That's,
yeah, you better believe it.
I don't have anything else to say, Dr. Lynn. It has to come down to the faith of the ages. And
you bet.
And both know it's a cumulative. How are you doing?
I'm blessed with a full measure of faith and trust in our glorious Creator. How shall I be?
Oh, I wouldn't expect anything less than that coming from you. Oh, you are definitely in the spirit this evening.
Amen.
And you are listening to the Insight Hour in this BBS radio, and that is the voice of Dr. Len Horowitz. Dr. Len, I don't know where it's gone, but I'm hoping that there's some listeners out there who perhaps wants to ask a question, you see.
Well, that's a great idea. Why don't we open the lines up for those who would like to join us on the Insight Hour tonight. We're going to have a listener line open for you at 877-876-5227. That's toll-free, even from Canada, 877-876-5227. And actually, if you go on to bbsradio.com, that's Boy Boy Sam, bbsradio.com, you'll see there's a whole variety of international calling numbers that you can call in and get directly engaged with us on the Insight Hour. So that's a wonderful idea, Reverend Roxy.
Yes, let's listen for that beat. Perhaps someone will want to get a word in edgewise.
Sounds
great. But
other
than that, hey, how are you feeling?
I'm totally blessed and blessed. I just got back from Canada. Avena Originals is really a wonderful organization. They hosted a mini seminar that I gave, about 2-hour presentation. I actually performed for the first time in about 30 years a guitar recital based on the new frequencies. I tuned my guitar to 417. I've been practicing on and off for the last several months. I'm getting the calluses back on my fingers and getting my voice tuned up to the Creator's divine musical blessings and harmony, the tones of the perfect circle of sound. And I know that you're aware of it. For those of you who are listening who are not yet aware, we are revolutionizing the music industry. We are actually in the process revolutionizing every other industry, starting with healthcare as well, because, you see, we are digital, bio-holographic, precipitations, crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations. And so long as we tune in, like we need a tune-up in order to get optimally healthy and fit and stress-free, living not in our heads in fear but in our hearts in love and joy, and if we tune into that frequency vibration, that channel of divine love and blessing, then we're simply uplifted in the Holy Spirit flow of the way the universe is operating. And so I know you're operating that way, Reverend Roxy, because the breath of the earth that you're breathing, that we're gearing up on the big island of Hawaii to host a gathering for post-Christmas and New Year's, a celebration for the health retreat that we're going to be having. We'll have to give information on how to get in touch with us to people to register for that event. And I know that's the core frequency, creative frequency vibration of the big island of Hawaii. And I know very much that you adore it and are operating on that level. I would say, what, you give it a percentage, 90% of the time?
No, it is so divine here. I just have to say even more than that.
Hallelujah.
You know, really more than that. It's a delight to be in a place where God's laws exhibit themselves constantly, day after day after day, never disappointing me, always growing. It's my hope and wish for America, it's my hope and wish for the world, is that we get to the giggle, that we get to the growing, that we get to God, and that we are more like the trees planted by the rivers of the waters that bring us to the fruit of the seasons, and that we are like that mighty pine whose leaves never wither, just seasonally just going through their changes. You know what I mean?
And oh, that's wonderful.
It's what we want to really say to all of you out there who may be contemplating, should I just spontaneously just make an arrangement to be picked up in Hilo and taken to a retreat and then be treated to the divinity of that, which is to surrender to nature and to all that we have to offer here. This is a kind of an exclusive opportunity for some very high beings who would like to interact with Dr. Len and I and his family and get into the beauty of this place called the Big Island. You need to take the challenge. You need to do something different. It's not too late as we go into 2008. Proper planning. Oh, isn't that true, Dr. Len? Proper planning will ensure a marvelous party from the moment you arrive and until it's time to say goodbye. That's all I'm going to say. I know that a lot of you are probably piqued by the interest of the chemistry between Dr. Len and Reverend Roxy, and it is a real chemistry, and it is something that can be added, and you may be a catalyst, or you may be whatever other chemical equations. We need you, and you need us. It's a symbiotic relationship, wouldn't you say, Dr. Len?
Yeah, I have tremendous love and admiration and respect for you and the work that you've done, both in the Raising Cane ministry and the activism that you're conducting on the Big Island and the ministry and the counseling that you're providing for people. You know, it was a delight to see you at the Raw Festival in Sedona a week and a half ago, and it was just a really nice reunion that we had there.
I
urge folks, if you're listening to us, and you have the opportunity to come out, join us on December the 27th. We'll pick you up from Hilo Airport. If you go online to ATA Airlines, you're likely to book a flight very inexpensively before that date. If you want to stay with us a little while longer, please be our guest. You know, it's an awesome place. There's no more special place where you can breathe the breath of the earth, which has the purgative. So if you're trying to get rid of toxins, if you're trying to get rid of negative emotions and negative behavioral patterns and the negativity of society, of the lunacy of Babylonian enslavement, then basically declare your sovereignty, spirituality, and freedom. And the best place I know in the world to do that is in the baptism pool called the Aloha Hot Pool and the lava-heated steam saunas. We've got Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas. We've got about 150 to 200 active steam vents on three sides of this beautiful place, this estate that the Creator's given us to create a venue for the science of creationism, how the Creator works through sound, color, light, frequencies to uplift humanity and everything else in the universe. Now, many of you know Dr. Emoto's work. He's a great Japanese researcher in water science, and he's a humanitarian telling us that water has consciousness, and we've talked about on this program how water is really God. It's the closest thing that you can get to and touch on this planet besides another loving heart to the Creator. And why do I say that? Well, it's proven now, not only in science, but reinforces what we learned in Genesis. In the beginning, there was a Creator, Word, and water. At the very beginning, before there was the Trinity, you had the triune God. You had the Creator, the Source, the Word, which is sound frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies of sound and light signaling. Actually, it was before there was light, there was the sound, because if you read Genesis, the light and the darkness came out of the water, the Word on water. So everything's a manifestation of divine frequency vibration. And so this frequency vibration is what you're breathing, the Aina, the land, the sacred earth that sustains us has an energy signature in this divine sacred water, this creative juice God's fluid, God's blood. That's what water is. It's the Creator's transmission, communication medium. And it is exactly that is the reason why water has three different states, why it is a hard rock fixed like some human consciousness is, why you heat it up with a little spirit and love and suddenly it changes into a fluid and the dynamics allows it to move around obstacles beautifully and readily. And then finally you heat it up some more and you've got etheric spirituality. It disappears, but it's still there. And it rejoins the cosmic water supply. And that's exactly what it is that we're breathing and living in, even right now talking under is water. Even NASA scientists proved that in the year 2000, that space is not a vacuum, it's full of water. And so actually the mission of the estate where you'll be hosted for a week-long program and healing and an awesome spiritual retreat. There's also Victoria Bliss, who's a trainer for The Secret, is going to be joining us. Scott Huckabee is going to be joining us and playing music for us. We'll be singing, dancing, as well as healing and evolving spiritually and in ways that would bless us physically. There'll be massage and physical therapies available. There'll be, of course, great, great food, organics, and raw primarily. Reverend Roxy is going to be blessing us daily with some of the most awesome desserts and sorbets you've ever tasted in the world, made fresh from fresh squeezed cane juice that you're going to help her squeeze right in our own beautiful greenhouse. And so this is what the opportunity exists for us to really move ahead. This is the place that Dr. Emoto wishes to make his institute on the Hawaiian Islands. He's been our guest, and he knows exactly what we're doing. We're collaborating very closely because his work is so magnificent, and we can only support it because it is so great. And the revelations and the scientific evaluations that we have done further supports Dr. Emoto's great work, and likewise, he's been supporting us. If you want to take a look at the power of the water that is on this property that you'll be not only breathing, but you'll be drinking, and you'll be bathing in, and you'll be steaming in, and detoxing in, is you want to go online to www.steamvent.com. That's S-T-E-A-M, V as in Victor, E-N-T, I-N-N. .com, steamvent.com, and then you've got to do a /forward. We've pulled the website down right now. It's out of commission because the county wants us to jump through some hoops. Don't mind that. Just do a /forward after steamvent.com and then put in breath of the earth, B-R-E-A-T-H, then underscore of underscore the, T-H-E underscore earth, E-A-R-T-H. And then you'll see this magnificent series of crystallography of the water that is literally flowing out as the breath of the earth, Pele's breath, for us to not only partake of, but bless the rest of the planet. And that's much of what we're doing with this whole program and project on the Big Island of Hawaii that Reverend Roxy Hampton is currently, in my absence, overseeing. And I'll be joining you, Reverend Roxy, early in December.
Oh, all right. Sounds good. Just about the time maybe you'll be here for the Pahoa Holiday Parade.
Sounds great. Wonderful.
Yeah, December 8th. Yeah. Well, you know, Dr. Lynn, we haven't heard a beep, so I guess I'm going to have to bring up a beef. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That would be. A lot of people are really trying to understand how they get sick so quickly and why it seems to linger so long. Can you give some a little advice here? Because I think the flu season is upon us, and I really don't know if people have been up to date with these horrendous flu shots that people are getting and what's going on, but I thought perhaps you might have some insight on how they can weather through this here so-called flu season.
Well, the first thing to do is, obviously, to prepare your temple. The book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine and Modern Science. It was my second bestseller. It came out in the year 2000. And it is a five-step preparation so that you don't come down with these diseases, that you fill your Holy Spirit-filled temple with this divine spirit that really flows directly from the kingdom of heaven into you, that you're mostly water. I mentioned a couple minutes ago how water is the core creative juice of the universe. It's connected to the musical mathematical matrix of divinity to bless humanity, to bring kingdom of heaven to earth right now in your body. That's the choice and the opportunity that we all have, and that the number one thing to do to keep that energy flowing is to live your life in your heart, not your head. Live your life in being guided by, as you call it, the Godhead, Reverend Roxy, the creator within us, the angelic guidance within us, the direction of, if you're like I am, in love with Yeshua, then let it be Jesus that guides you. Yeshua is his real name. If it's, if you have, Saint Germain or whoever it is, if you have Yogananda, if whoever you have that is blessing you, and ye shall know them by the fruit, that's how you could be clear. It's often said, you know, well, how do you know you're not channeling some demon? Well, the reality is, you know, what is it producing in your life? Is it uplifting? Is it giving you joy? Is it producing miracles for you? If it is, then, you know, that's a pretty good connection, and I would honor it. And that ultimately, this is number one, to bring this kind of divine spiritual reality into your place and your service and your motivation to keep going. You know, I met this last couple of days with the Avena Originals people up in Canada. I had a great opportunity and privilege to meet Dr. Michael O'Brien. And Dr. O'Brien's story is, everybody's familiar with Dr. Bernard Jensen. Well, when Dr. Bernard Jensen was on his deathbed, Dr. Michael was called, and everybody gave up hope for Dr. Jensen, except for Dr. Michael, who went out there and sat by his bedside and said to him, listen, Bernie, what's the story? Do you have something you want to live for? If you don't, I shouldn't be here, and you go right ahead and you leave this planet. You go on to where the true reality is, not this physical plane of illusion, but into the great spiritual bliss. And this is not an abyss. This is a communion divine that we move into as a transition, as the final passage. So that Bernard Jensen said to Dr. O'Brien, he said, you know what? He says, I do have some unfinished business I'd like to come back from. Come back to. Well, he worked with him, and he got him off literally his deathbed. He was given 2 days to live. The doctor that pronounced that death sentence had actually left the United States, could go away on a vacation, and left Bernard Jensen to die. And Michael O'Brien pulled him right back out, right off the deathbed, and within 6 months, Bernard Jensen was back at it. So this is the number one fuel for our health, is the mission and purpose. Do we have a real driving mission and purpose to keep us alive, keep us active, keep us healthy and well? Because when we're sick and ailing, we can't be of optimal service. We can't do our work. We can't do our great jobs. So that's number one. It's attitude, and it's heart, and it's not head. And it's living in faith and trust, as you had mentioned at the beginning of the show, with that divine source that's fueling us with the musical mathematical matrix of divinity, blessing humanity with nothing missing, nothing broken in this kingdom of heaven. So be it in our Holy Spirit-filled temples, nothing missing, no dissonance, no dis-ease, all love, all joy, all positive flow of vitality and energy from divinity. And so this is the reality that we live, and that this is what we're offering, folks. If you're listening, if you want to, and this is so important, you've heard my words, let them work for you, and most importantly, evolve yourself in family, extended family, and community. That's what's necessary. The fact is that BBS Radio is here for you to join our extended family, that we engage in this weekly discussion because we care about you. You are part of us. And as I said to the group that I addressed the other day at Avena Originals, you know, there's this new age deception that operates where, oh, you know, I'm a new ager. I'm interested in enlightenment solely in the good news. I don't want to think about the bad news of the global genocide being conducted by the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that are killing people and maiming children with weapons of mass destruction and deception, including intoxication through chemistry. Well, that's a reality that if you turn from, then guess what? You've just undermined your own process of evolution. You've just undermined your own steps to enlightenment, because here's the reality, that you can't, you cannot achieve optimal enlightenment without coming to terms with the depth of the darkness and moving through it and holding it in a greater context of this faith and trust and love and light. And it is that light that extinguishes the darkness. So it's not about turning the darkness out away from your life, because those children that are dying, those people that are being decimated, those military soldiers and officers that are being persuaded to take toxic vaccinations, and the elderly that are taking the flu vaccines, and all the children that are being intoxicated with the mercury, and the foreign countries, all those people that are starving to death and in dehydration because of the manipulation of the politics, all of those are our brothers and sisters. It's part of the human family, and it's part of divinity. And if we close our eyes to that and keep them away from us, then guess what? Then we are really not in line with anything but our own ego. And our own ego will destroy us. It is the opposite to what is necessary currently in order for us to evolve spiritually. That is to open our hearts and shut off that mind, that ego mechanism that lives in fear and guilt and frustration and creates it through these pattern behaviors and pattern thought processes that don't serve our highest good. Guess what? The opportunity is right now to flip that switch and turn on to love, turn on to joy, turn in, tune into your heart that's connected to the Creator's heart. And that is best accomplished by having the social support, whether it's bbsradio.com, listening to us, listening to the other great hosts that deliver similar messages, whether it's coming out to Hawaii and spending literally a week in bliss and paradise with us in this most powerful of all waters on the face of this planet, then so be it. That's what's necessary, and that's our next step, literally for the physical salvation and spiritual evolution of humanity. So be a leader. Don't be a follower. Don't be a dropout. Don't be a deceived lunatic. Be engaged in this process of both revelation and evolution. That's what's awesome. This is the most magnificent time in which to be alive. And we're so, so blessed to have an estate which has this type of natural resource of the powerful purgative and restorative water that the Creator gives us to bless us and to create a model for the rest of the world how to really heal, how it is that the water has a frequency resonance of divinity that blesses us and can heal us. This is really what it's all about. I want to also talk a little bit about this concept of diet and nutrition and nutrients. You know, it's getting clearer and clearer that we not only need community, we need sustainability. We need to be able to grow our own foods in communities that sustain themselves. And so you've heard us talk about that. And if you come out to Hawaii, we're going to have you do some real magnificent grounding work with us, side by side with us, to show you what it's really like to connect with something real, not something vicarious, not living a life based on celebrity worship, for example, or getting into sports and getting into drugs and getting into these deceptions that are lead us away from having a real life connected to the land, sustained by the Creator and the magnificent water and the land that grows the things that sustain us, feed us, and uplift us. These are the real opportunities that we have, including the raw foods, the organic foods. This is what's taking place on the Big Island that I really invite folks to come out, check out, and see if it's something that you can relate to and want to play with us in developing. And so that's another part of what we're doing in Hawaii. We are engaged in attracting powerful people that have this inner desire, this truly heartfelt inspiration to make a difference on this planet that will be growing long after we are no longer on this planet, that this is what the mission is. The mission is possible. That's Reverend Roxy, that's your show. The mission is possible. It's not impossible. It is totally possible. In fact, we already won. This game, this illusion of the Illuminati's control over the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, the Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth, the loving, the faithful, the trustworthy and trusting will inherit this planet, where we enter into this great age and transition whereby we'll, the earth will sustain us and be sustained and stable, and that the threat of wars and the decimation of the planet and its people stops. This is the vision, this is the mission, and this is our behavioral orientation for action. And this is where we're going. So we're really inviting for those of you who have this same vision and inspiration in your own hearts, that's what we're doing in Hawaii. That's what December 27th through January 3rd, New Year's celebration of celebrating and dancing to and learning about the music that sustains us, that precipitates, crystallizes, and manifests us. That's how we can share that truth, that blessing, that wisdom, and that fruit, the labor that we're conducting bears fruit. And so if you have this same desire and drive, then you need to be coming out on December 27th. We'll pick you up from Hilo Airport, and you'll come back to the Steam Vent Inn and Health Retreat with us. And what most people are doing is camping. We've got tents, we've got mattresses, we've got pillows, and we've got nice bed sheets for every one of you that are listening. If we can't put you up in one of the rooms, many people are choosing to camp out, and that's quite all right. I'll be one of you. I'll be out there, too. Scott Huckabee's doing the same. And Reverend Roxy, I don't know where you're sleeping.
In my skin, Dr. Lynn. If I sleep at all.
Yeah.
Part of the whole beauty of this land is gazing at the stars.
So
I'm hoping
gorgeous.
To have the late night, you know, part of the retreat where we all retreat to the pond and look
at the
stars and the Milky Way.
Oh, gorgeous.
You know, right now there's a supernova in the sky early in the morning at 3 o'clock. You can see it. It's the most brightest thing I've ever seen.
Beautiful. And you can still see, folks, there the colors, the blues and the reds and the yellows and the greens of the stars that are actually glistening and changing their colors as their frequency vibration and the light transmission changes in Hawaii at the Steam Vent property in Pahoa on the Big Island. You can still see that. Of course, we have a telescope, but let me ask you something, Reverend Roxy.
Yes.
Is the just south of you, is the sky right now, I imagine it's dark there, it's dark where I am on the west coast, is it lit up from the volcanic flow into the ocean?
Oh, the sky has been a red glow and just continuously red throughout the night. It can be pitch black, and that sky over there is red. It's constantly pumping. The steam vents are hot, you know. This is Hawaii, and I'm glad to be home. You know, I love the desert. We had such a good time in the desert, but it was good to get home. As soon as I got home, my lips just became moist again. My whole body just started soaking up the wonderful water, and I just praise God that I have a place like this to come back to.
Yeah, that's great. You know, folks, a lot of people have asked us, you know, aren't you afraid that you're so close? We're only about 8 miles from Volcanoes National Park, where the lava is currently flowing into the ocean, and as Reverend Roxy says, lighting up the sky. So the answer to that is, if you're living and operating and under the same faith and trust condition that is the optimal divine condition, that if you're living the way, then you can walk through any valley of any shadow of death, fearing no evil because you're in love, you're in joy, and you're protected by the glorious Creator that gives you the opportunity to live your life in faith and trust and love and joy. And so this is the best answer. The question itself comes out of Babylon. It comes out of the fact that most people have been viewing television long enough and started this descent into darkness and ignorance from birth, where they get slapped on the butt and then get told what they can't do constantly, and threatened with what if they don't do this and don't do that, or do this or do that, then life will become really a lot of painful experience. Well, the reality is that the Creator has but one agenda, and that agenda is to love with joy and uplift and sustain His people and His creations. And so that's the vibration and the understanding for which we want to celebrate and engage. And the fact that we're living on probably, or certainly one of the most volcanically active pieces of land in the whole world, and we are living there in the fulfillment of what the ancient Hawaiian kahunas have predicted, that this is the birthplace. This is the birthplace of the new messianic age, the new transformation on this planet, the paradigm shift, the real state of Yisrael, which means literally translated not a besieged nation in the Middle East. It means where the lion lies down with the lamb, and you have peace on earth, you have communion interpersonal and divine, and that you bring that divinity into your relationships to bless humanity. And that is the goal, that is the mission, that is the objective, that is the focus of our choices. And so being engaged in this community and communication by which we are living this reality, that is extremely beneficial. And it's a blessing to be part of it. It's an honor to be part of it. And that if you're listening and this feels like something that you want to do, then let me give you a toll-free number to call so that you can make your reservations to come out and join us. The telephone number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And that will connect you to probably Jackie will be answering the phone, and we'll let you know more details about it. There's a donation suggested, and that it is something that we greatly appreciate to have you participate. And so this is what's going on in Hawaii. The nutritional aspects of how to prepare yourselves is something we practice in Hawaii and that you'll be part of, and that the concept now that we're engaging not only in flu season, where the elderly are being conned into getting these hideous vaccinations that are intoxicating them and actually causing the flu in most cases, and worse diseases like autoimmune diseases and even cancers that get triggered from the vaccinations fairly routinely, because the vaccines contain everything from the Epstein-Barr and the herpes-type viruses, which are cofactors in cancer induction, but also these toxic chemicals, formaldehyde and formalin, MSG, mercury, aluminum, all of these things that intoxicate the body and weaken your own body's ability, your natural blessing to withstand infectious diseases and fight that which is not you, such as cancers. So this concept of not only vaccination, but nutrition is important. You know, as we are now engaging this holiday season, the first one in the list is this demonic holiday that we can only laugh at and basically hold in that context of lunacy, is Halloween. And that the issue with Halloween is it primarily is greatly responsible for many of the flus and colds. The reason why that is because that sugar and all that candy, all those sweet treats, bags of it that get stored up and eaten by the children and the parents over the three-month period between the end of October and the new year, well, guess what? That does to your Holy Spirit-filled temple. It makes you a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast. All of these infectious agents turn on to the acid that is produced by the sugar. Now, I don't know of a person on this planet that has more knowledge in the detriments of sugar and refined carbohydrates than Reverend Roxy Hampton. So, Reverend Roxy, why don't you tell folks a little bit about how detrimental sugar is and why I say this is the primary factor in inducing immune suppression as well as these acute and chronic illnesses.
You know, Dr. Len, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank God that I am been led in the direction to where I can articulate the dangers of over-sugar or processed sugar consumption. It is important that we not rationalize, that we not mince words or matters or have any kind of question or compromise about what I'm getting ready to say about sugar. Number one, the brain only eats one thing, and it only is fueled by one thing, and that is sugar, but it cannot deal with it in a processed form. It must break it down and then use it. What it cannot use, the body protects by storing it as fat, by raising the temperature, by creating all of the alarms to go off. We are talking about a substance that is called a concreted acid, and we know that what? Cancer takes hold in an acidic body. You have to understand the chemistry of your nature, of your own divine temple. This is what Dr. Len is saying, and his background is such that he can explain to you six ways from Sunday, but I will explain it from my humble point of view. Processed sugar in all its forms is poison to the human spirit. It is poison to the spirit-filled temple. It is poison, plain and simple. One cannot escape the fact that if we were to eliminate processed sugar, which I consider to be the gateway drug, the one that gets us addicted to other things, I believe that if we as a society could abolish white sugar and all processed sugar in this form, we would begin to repair ourselves instantly, that half of what is happening to us would not be able to change, because we're talking about a breeding ground. We're talking about dissolving a mighty, mighty powerful instrument and taking it and just might as well just flush us down the toilet, folks, if we do not get it. We are doing a disservice to our children. We are doing a disservice to humanity when we feed each other sugar. It must be eliminated from the diet. There's a lot of things that you can't do a lot about. They've been spinned and you have to go. But prepare yourself. You don't have to break yourself down anymore. Why is it a poison? Because it is man-made. Why? Because on a atomic level, it's using things like sulfuric acid and bone char. And we're talking about the kinds of illnesses that can now be tripped by just a subatomic particle. We're talking about vapors and fumes that can be promoters that start cancers to growing. And we don't even understand, and it may be that secondhand smoke or that fume that we just walked through or the rationalization of that petroleum or the this or that that we smell in the gas stations or whatever. We are so fragile. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Mann, we are so fragile that we can't afford to hit ourselves over the head anymore with any more nonsense? And that's exactly how I would describe sugar. And you cannot serve two without understanding that you will suffer an effect. You cannot take it in, folks. So stop feeding it to your children. boycott Halloween. Have some kind of party if you want to celebrate this nonsense holiday. Celebrate All Saints Day, or just forget it and get into the harvest and eat an apple, or
make every day a celebration holiday.
Yeah, but this Halloween, I see it as a maniacal way in which the candy industries and all the rest of them have had us stand up and say, okay, stupid, you can have one more piece of me. And I'm telling you, remember this, folks, Reverend Roxy is saying it now and so clearly, evil only touches those who yield to it. And I'm going to tell you, if you are one of God's servants and you consider yourself to be purified by his grace, then you must stand up and take a stand against this evil called sugar. And you know how you can do that? Start raising Cain, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, the raisin cane. Cane juice is different. Tell us a little bit about the difference of cane and maybe other alternatives to white processed sugar, such as stevia. Can you share some insights with folks listening?
You know, what I'm going to say about all of that is that we had better get into the bitter. We had better get into the sour. We had better get into all the expressions of taste, and that there are so many things for us to explore that will sweeten a date or a berry or a dried berry in your tea. What is it that we're consuming? We should be taking in more water. We should be taking in more pure juices. I think it's more important that we start teaching people, and what we do here is to make the difference, to keep away from those things that are not organic. At least we could protect ourselves against GMO by really doing our homework, by growing our own vegetables. We hopefully will show you how you can create beds, above ground beds, even in the middle of a city. You could have this going off, folks.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing in Hawaii, too, folks. You'll have that opportunity. You know, I want to mention also this high fructose corn syrup is deadly. And it really, it fools you, because if you learn nutrition, you know, you learn that fruit sugar is fructose. And when you read the labels on most of these juices, both canned and bottled, it says high fructose corn syrup. And you think that because it says that, that it's natural. But it's not. And it's extremely intoxicating. So you've got to be as gentle as a dove, but wise as a serpent when you're going through this modern age of lunacy and illusion and manipulation, coercion, intoxication, enslavement to drugs, starting with sugar. And this is what's, you know, again, to come out of her, come out of Babylon, my people, lest she be infected by her plagues. It starts with the choices, every moment to moment, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're choosing, and particularly what you're choosing to put into your body. The sugars versus the natural sweeteners, the normal, real, organic fruits and fruit juices from nature's bounty versus these petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists.
You know, the supreme message that I found that I want to really spread in that time that we're together in this retreat is really that there's no more important message than for us to all see the unity of God in our lives and in the world, and to recognize that the Creator is the sustainer of all things, and that when we are connected with the Creator and we abide by God's laws, we can do anything. We can overcome anything. We can even overcome the arrogance of this stupid government, and I'm telling you, I don't speak from disrespect. It's just what we have seen, and we know there's something going on. So, you know, part of also the retreat, and also my favorite thing to do, is for us to really get connected. Are we citizens or are we slaves? I would hope when it comes to civil rights that I am a citizen, not a slave any longer. And I love you for turning everybody on to the truth of the matter, Dr. Len, which is that we had better educate ourselves as to what's coming at us. Because they've got a lot of rules already in place, and we're going to have to undo a lot of stupidity in order for us to appreciate God's grace in our life. It's going to get real dark.
You know, there's two other revelations that really came strongly to me this week that I articulated during the programs that I lectured this past week and a half. Those two revelations have to deal with what you just shared, the requirement of community and communion. And what that really means in terms of the quality of your life, The other issue is related. It has to do with you coming to terms with your mortality, folks. It's time that humanity come to terms with its mortality. This transformation, the spiritual evolution process, the opening of our hearts, the shutting down of the egocentric, fear-based mind to give the over to the full faith and trust in the measure of divinity and our hearts that wants to express itself and guide us intuitively to take the correct steps in our lives and to develop the synchronicities. It explains the synchronicities, the miraculous manifestations and the collaborations and the resources that are required for us to take our next step. This is real divine communion. It is the essence and source of love that feeds community and is ultimately, it's based on musical mathematics, which is communication from divine. So that this whole concept, if you are afraid of dying, you can't fully live. If you are afraid of dying, then that means you've got an ego construct that's blocking you from a full faith and trust measure of communion with the spiritual realm, communion with the divine, your source of sustenance. And if you block yourself off from a source of sustenance because of the illusion of life and the threat and the fear that you face, which has been played upon by the world's leading manipulators and religious leaders and government officials, it's all about fear. Babylon is full of fear, and you can live in that, and you can take it from the question as to whether or not we're concerned about living 8 miles from a volcano, or whether we're concerned about, you know, any kind of alleged threat. Again, if you're living in love, faith, and trust, there's nothing that's going to get you before your time to transit to another dimension, spiritual. And so this is part of what is the great lesson that's been coming back to me for articulating. It is time for the revelation to realize that we are co-creators. We are flowing with God's love, God's energy, and in fact, the part of the triune God, in fact, most of your Holy Spirit-filled temple is water. That makes you mostly God. And so that the reality is that you can live with that full faith and trust and understand the connection, communion. The whole universe is water. Your body is water. The ocean is flowing with life and sustenance. And that's what mostly your body is made of, is ocean water and sea water and the electrolytes and all the minerals and all the energy and the electrons flowing. The communion is happening universally, spiritually, divinely, manifesting in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. I can think of no greater understanding to give us faith and trust that we are connected to the Creator, that we need not worry about dying, that we need not worry about the next meal, where it's going to come from, or the next dollar or dime, where it's going to come from, how we're going to get it, how we're going to pay our bills, how we're going to mend our relationships. None of it. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Then all else shall, meaning absolutely, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, shall come to you. That's how it can happen. It's only blocked by illusion, by disinformation, by fear induction and attachment to those things that are not real, such as this whole fright of the Iranians now. It was initially Osama bin Laden. Then it became Saddam Hussein. Now it's the Iranians. We've got the fear. Well, guess what? This whole white-collar Anglo-American-induced terrorist agenda, including the bioterrorism and the potential nuclear destruction, that is a reality. Yes, indeed, we must pay heed to it, but not in fear, but in full faith and trust and light, and shine the light of truth and love onto this darkness. from that it shall disappear. Because it's just like the metaphor. You can take a pitch black room full of darkness and make it as big as you want and take in a light of a candle. And what happens to that darkness? It flees. It cannot stand that power of light and truth and love. But you can't do the opposite. You can't go into a well-lit room of loving people in divine communion with hearts focused on love and sharing and joy and caring and divinity and sustainability and extinguish that brightness with whatever darkness you've got. You don't belong in Hawaii if you're carrying that darkness. And the beauty is, if you're willing to let it go, you're supposed to be there. And if you're not there physical, you're there in spirit, and we adore you, and we share the same theology and philosophy and understanding of the metaphysics and the scriptural basis for the understanding of the way, not Christianity, not Judaism, not Muslimism, not anyism. The way is real simple, real straightforward, and it deals with this issue of having full faith and trust with the boss and full measure of community, communication, divine communion, not just with brothers and sisters, not just with family members, not just with other people in your community, but all of nature, all of it. The trees that are sustaining us by the fruit, the animals that give their lives over so we can partake. All of this is part of this divine energy, this musical mathematics of divinity. And becoming one with it all is the greatest blessing that is possible for us as human beings on this besieged, beleaguered planet. And so this is what we're engaged in, the revelations of bringing divinity to humanity on a very practical, day-in and day-out basis. You know, life used to be far more meaningful than it is now. What's the meaning in life when you come home and your children have to do homework and they can't even sit down for dinner with you because they've got so much homework to do because they're engaged in this school system that's been training them into ignorance versus divine bliss? What good is it? How high of quality of life do you have when families are divided and there are single parents having to sustain their children financially? And instead of being able to really focus and commune and look at the light of love in the children's eyes and hang on every word that the children speak, because it is a magnificent communication from virtually a divine source out of the mouths of babes that we can grow. And yet we can't partake in that because we're worried about getting the work done or having to feed our families. All of this is a paradigm that is on its way out. And yes, many of the ancient wisdom, much of the ancient knowledge and the old values and ways must be and shall be restored, including getting back to what's real, the basis for our sustainability, which is farming, which is planting, which is witnessing the miraculous manifestation of divine biological growth, manifesting, in fact, accelerating, because now you're treating it with prayer, you're treating it with vibrational frequencies of love, you're treating it with the core creative frequencies of the universe, the perfect circle of sound that we've now had recovered, and now we're playing music. And for those of you who have not seen yet, we've opened up Tetrahedron Records, tetrahedronrecords.com, that's TETRAHED. Tetrahedron, R-O-N, tetrahedronrecords.com. Go there, check out Scotty Huckabee's 6 new albums, CD albums, for allowing us to travel and live and work in the divine music, in the perfect circle of sound. All of these things help us get back to basics, get back to the musical mathematics of divinity. This is the real Da Vinci Code. This is the book. This is, if you are interested in what I'm talking about now and you want to be blessed with these divine revelations of the musical mathematics of divinity, go to lovetherealdavincicode.com. Study the Love Code DVD documentary. Get those two things. Get the DVD called Walk on Water, a presentation I gave in Ashland at the Metaphysical Library there. It's a wonderful revelation and teaching with regard to who we are as digital, bio-holographic precipitations, crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations. And then when you begin to engage yourself not just with the revelations and this knowledge and this wisdom, but with other people who understand this same freeing, both illuminating as well as emancipating knowledge. We talk about freedom. We talk about liberty. Well, this is the optimal freedom, and optimal liberty is gained when you grasp divine human communion. And yes, it is available for the masses. It's available to everyone, whether you're black or white, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're gay or straight, whether you're Jew or Gentile. It is available now for you. And so this is part of the blessing and the great joy and humbling, just amazing responsibility that Reverend Roxy and I have to share with you and care with you this magnificent understanding of who we really are in balance and in communion, communication, energetically, spiritually, with just everything that the Creator's blessed us with.
Boy, oh boy, that certainly was beautiful, Dr. Lynn. And the only thing I can say on top of that is to just keep reminding you all that, you know, once you get in the spirit, Satan, stupid, is powerless against you, and you can do anything, you can cure anything, you can do anything, you can walk on water.
Yes, indeed. You know, we've had numerous healings from the, not only the Holy Harmony CD, but Scott Huckabee's music has also already been healing. We've witnessed this miraculous healings coming about from listening to the Creator's divine tones. Let me give you folks another 800 number, the 800 number to call, not only to register for the Hawaiian holiday retreat with us, but also for any of the Scott Huckabee CDs, the Holy Harmony CD, the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, the Love Code DVD, and the book and or DVD called Walk on Water is toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And Reverend Roxy, I love you. I look forward to seeing you. We've got a caller tonight. I know we're getting to the end of this hour.
Yeah, we are at the time where we are supposed to be kind of just going off into the world here. I just want to thank you. I want to thank the listeners out there, and I hope someday you'll interrupt us with a question or something. I know you're out there listening, and I pray that one day you'll make yourselves known to us. But other than that, I want everyone to have a good week, and you too, Dr. Lynn.
Well, thank you, sister. I love you. Give my best to all the other folks out there at the Steam Van and Health Retreat in Pahoa.
Uh-huh.
Folks, you've come to the end of Insight Hour. I want to thank Don Newsom, BBS Radio. Please tell your friends and family about BBS. Send in some of your donations to BBS Radio. You know, what goes around comes around. It'll be a seed. You'll be seeding, like tithing, into something great and glorious and beneficial for humanity. Sustain Don Newsom. Sustain BBS Radio. Sustain the Insight Hour, folks. And if it feeds you, that's simply part of what you should be doing. Pay it forward and give us a blessing, give us a contribution donation. You can do that online at bbsradio.com. Get access to the archives by doing that. It's wonderful to have access to the archives. And then again, toll free, 888-508-4787. Great news, folks. Tomorrow, In Lies We Trust, my latest documentary, will be done. We're going to start shipping at the end of this week the final full 2-DVD, 1 hour, 2 hour and 50 minute, 2 hour and 40 minute with an intermission, new documentary, which everyone should see. Absolutely. It's a gift. You want to make copies. You want to distribute them. And again, call that toll free number, 888-508-4787 to order your copies. Love you, Reverend Roxy.
Love you too, Dr. Len.
Okay, be blessed. Bye-bye. See you. Talk to you next week, folks. Bye-bye.